Little Scuffle?
Yeah.
I wasn't nothing. Just, you know, two friends going at it. You know, the whole camp so far has been just touching me a little bit too much. And I'm trying to let them know it's okay if you can't cover me. You know, it's okay. But we're just battling, that's all. We're going in this locker room here and talk it out, joke it out. So, it was nothing.
During training camps in the past, I mean, that's kind of a regular occurrence, right? Mix it up.
Yeah, I think it's one thing where you don't know a guy and he's coming to camp and you're arguing and fighting for a job, which in this case is not a reality. You know, me and Trent will be playing together this year and making plays. I mean, enough talk about this because that's like actually one of my good friends. I mean, so it's a battle. There's times when me and Mac can go at it and we're really like brothers, you know, so it's part of football.
Kid, you go into every summer optimistic.
Whoa! I've never had you here. Okay, this is something new. But
every year you're optimistic. But yes. Do you have a special feeling this year because you know this team is that good?
I think so. I think the difference with this team is we all have one goal, and we from last year, the things that we did and accomplished was amazing. I felt like the season ended too early, and we're just going to continue where we left off. Great team, great leadership. The best thing about it is we know what Chip Kelly wants. Last year, we didn't know what to expect. We got our guy from college that we didn't know what to think, how he'd be, what type of program he'll be running. And now we know what he wants, and that's what we're doing. So it's a better feeling around here, and we're doing everything to be better players. So I'm very optimistic about this season and the type of teammates I have.
Well, Sean, what have you seen out of Darren Sproles to this point, and what's it been like working with him?
Darren is such a leader, man. He's such a leader, naturally. He works extremely hard, and the best thing about him is he has the best feet I've ever seen. Now, you know, partial, I think, to that is just he's 5'6". You know, he's always small and down to earth, and you know, but he's quick, and he's a great player. He's going to help us out. The biggest matchup will be just us together, you know, figuring out who's getting the ball. And Chip does a great job of getting us in open space and kind of mix it up for the defense. So it's a lot to watch out there, especially with Sproles in there. Because he could catch and run. He could do so much.
On that note with the spacing and the ability to catch, how much is the wheel route? How much?
You've seen it a lot, right?
Yeah.
I mean, just the thing is, man, how do you stop, speedy, athletic, shifty backs that can run and also run routes, wheel routes at that? So much space, man. I think the biggest thing with our offense is about spacing. You know, so you got them passes where it can go deep, but you got the quick ones also. We have so many different things, man, with this offense. And with the wheel route is something special.
It seemed like I think you guys tried to hit it on an occasion last year, and there were some times where you may have left it on the field. Do you feel like personnel-wise, with your backs, you're better equipped for it this year?
I think so. I think it's like a thing where you practice it so much, but actually we know what we want to do. I think last year it was introducing the offense to us. Everything's about the speed. But now we know the small details to all the routes, the small details of the landmarks, how many yards, all that type of things that you think doesn't matter, and it really does matter. So now we have that down pat, man. It's one thing where if you make a mistake last year, it's more the coach correcting it. But we know the offense so well that when we make a mistake, we know it, you know, and we correct it. So it's a difference.
In Seattle, Lynch is holding out in Kansas City.
I'm here.
No, I know that. In Kansas City, Charles got a new deal. These are our backs who are measuring themselves against you. How much attention are you paying to what's going on in their situations?
Not too much. I mean, I text Jamal Charles, tell him congratulations. He deserved it. We text every once in a while, but that's it. You know, I'm friends with them guys, but my team is the Philadelphia Eagles. You know, I'm under contract and I'm here. I don't really have too much to say about them guys. Hopefully they get a deal for the running back market. You know, but I think it's the top of the crop of the running backs. You know, when they say that the position is decreasing, and they don't value us as much, I don't believe that. When you got the top guys who make good money and are productive, other than just running backs or playmakers. I mean, you could compare us to any. The top guys compared to any other players, okay? And we hold our own. I mean, Jamal Charles led his team in receiving yards, rushing yards. I know he had a bunch of catches. You know, I led the league in yards from scrimmage. Adrian Peterson has tons of big plays, you know? So if you look at any big wide receiver, you could put us right there with him and we'll make big plays. So I think it's just a difference of having the typical running back just go out there, okay, you know, get 3 yards, you know, third and one, to the big playmakers. I think it's a difference.
Two more guys, too.
LeSean, yesterday at Jets camp, Michael Vick said he was afraid to race Chris Johnson, but he'd be more than happy to race you again. So you have any response to that?
I mean, that's Mike for you. If you ask him who's the best back, he'll tell you me.
LeSean, how different is this camp, speaking of Vick? Without Vick, that celebrity, without Deshaun. I mean, how different is that, like that buzz that they brought?
It is different. It's definitely different. Just the different personalities, the limelight a little bit. But a guy like Michael Vick has kind of changed the game, the way he plays. And a star wide receiver like Deshaun Jackson. So it is a lot different. A guy like Nick, who's becoming a big star, but it's not really – he's not big on the attention. You know, Nick's guy, man, he'll throw for 7 touchdowns, and he doesn't want or expect to get a pat on the back or to slap on the butt. He's just doing his job, where, you know, other guys are more – have that star thing to him, like Mike. Mike's been in the spotlight for so long where it's just – it comes with the territory. You can have a terrible game, but, you know, the star status is going to come with it.
It's kind of nice to have a training camp without that.
Well, I mean, I don't pay any attention. I mean, because we're working. You know, we leave all that stuff to you guys and the fans, the right, good or bad about us, or you know, pat us on the back. We just play. You know, when we support each other, you know, that's really it. So we don't really have that type of who's the bigger star, who makes the most. We're just playing. I look the best. That's, you know, that's all that matters. All right, guys.